We know that the ruling PNRM has a very, very comprehensive and well-manned Ethiopia operation that is doing some of these, almost throwing, sending out calls of these accounts. And therefore, I think it's proper for Facebook to be able to really sanction some of these people who are doing the kind of work that has been done. My view is that as long as the owners of these accounts are misusing them, I think Facebook or other social media platforms should have a responsibility to be able to sanction these kinds of people and stop the spread of misinformation. And I think that also should be on all sides, because I know that there are also a number of people on the NUP side, especially, who have also been trying to compete with NRM on spreading misinformation.
Some people are suggesting that by closing the NRM account, basically the NRM supporters are saying that it shows that Facebook is biased and supporting the opponents of NRM, including FDC, NUP, and the rest, and that it is not fair to create such an imbalance in the run-up to the elections. What is your take?
Facebook doesn't know how the NRM regime operates. But for me, who is a Ugandan and a taxpayer, I know that the NRM uses my money as a taxpayer to be able to employ the horde of social media activists to be able to do the operation that they are doing. So in other words, why I may sympathize with them on the question of bias, I would also challenge them and say all of them who are engaged in this work, some of them are actually public sector officials. These are public servants paid officially by Ugandan taxpayers, and they are busy running NRM operations. So they are not, they would be the last group of people to complain about bias, because what they are doing is essentially wrong from the onset.
Now, an advisor to President Museveni is asking the Uganda Communications Commission to act to ensure a fair digital playing field. Basically, some also are accusing Facebook of undermining Ugandan constitution, which guarantees freedom of speech. What is your assessment on this?
I can tell you that the NRM people can be the least people to accuse anybody of Facebook. The NRM regime has basically interfered with every other candidate, both presidential and parliamentary, who wants to appear on radio stations across the country. We have candidates who go and pay for airtime to be able to appear on local radio stations, and before they appear on these radios, the NRM government sends security people to shut down the radio station. Some of the candidates have been shut down when they are already in studios. So they cannot be the group that claims freedom of speech, freedom of the media, because they have been, their onslaught on media freedom in this country has been profound, and therefore I sympathize with them. I think that Facebook has rules. As long as it is applying them fairly, I cannot sympathize with the NRM regime because of what it's doing in this country.